Judges chapter 10. Then after Abimelech was gone, Tola the son of Puah the son of Dodo arose to save Israel, a man of Issachar, and he lived in Shamir at Mount Ephraim. And he judged Israel for 23 years. Then he died and was buried in Shamir. And after him, Jair the Gileadite arose, and he judged Israel for 22 years. And he had 30 sons who rode on 30 ass colts, and they had 30 cities, and they call them the villages of Jair up to this day, which are in the land of Gilead. Then Jair died, and he was buried in Kamon. Then the sons of Israel again did what was wrong in the eyes of the Lord, and they served the Baalim, and the images of Astarte, and the gods of Aramea, and the gods of Sidon, and the gods of Moab, and the gods of the sons of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines. But they forsook the Lord, and they did not serve him. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the sons of Ammon. And they crushed and oppressed the sons of Israel in that year, for 18 years all the sons of Israel, who were on the other side of the Jordan, in the land of the Amorites, who were in Gilead. Then the sons of Ammon crossed the Jordan to fight against both Judah and Benjamin, as well as the house of Ephraim, and Israel was in a serious strait. And the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord and said, "We have sinned against you, because we have both forsaken our God, and we have served the Baalim." Then the Lord said to the sons of Israel, "Is it not from Egypt, and from the Amorites, and from the sons of Ammon, and from the Philistines, that I saved you? And when the Sidonians and Amalek and Maon oppressed you, you cried out to me, and I saved you from their hand? But you forsook me, and you served other gods. That is why I shall not save you again. Go and cry out to the gods that you have chosen. Let them save you in the time of your distress." Then the sons of Israel said to the Lord, "We have sinned. Deal with us in whatever way is right in your sight, but please deliver us this day." Then they removed the foreign gods from their midst, and they served the Lord, and he became impatient over Israel's suffering. Then the sons of Ammon were mobilized, and they encamped at Gilead. And the sons of Israel gathered and encamped in Mizpah. And the people, the officers of Gilead, said to each other, "Who is the man who will start fighting the sons of Ammon? He will be the head of all the inhabitants of Gilead."